Looking ahead, what are the most important milestones coming up now for Nordic Nanovector?
Of course, we mentioned the protocol with all of the amendment, with all of the inclusion criteria we did. We expect that in October, November 2020. That is very important for us because that will allow us for the faster enrollment and to include additional patients. And as you know, we are also targeting 130 patients. That is also something where, of course, we need to have a look into it. Is that really necessary? Can we have the safety database? How much do we really need? So we are looking a lot of that. And we are continuing implementation of the further initiatives. And we will, of course, give regular updates on our patient recruitment.
Hmm. Do you have a comment, Jonas?
No, not actually, because I think that it is how it is. But it's interesting your comment and looking into the statistic. If you're talking about the 130 patient, Lars.
Yes, I think what you need to take into account here is that the original protocol was set up before we even have started ANTRA and DLBCL, and the other part is it was foreseen to. And really make a statistical difference between the two doses for making a dose selection.
Yeah.
So from that point now, we would need to carefully think about the 130 patients at that time were absolutely right. It was agreed with the FDA, and it was also confirmed. Now, if we're going forward with one dose, I think it is our duty to at least have a look into that one.
Mm.
We do have patients in the other two trials, so from the safety, we have more patients. So all of that is something which I think the leadership team has a duty to look into it.
Yeah.
I can't, of course, not promise if the authorities will go ahead with us on that, but at least I think what I can say from the leadership team and from the company, we are doing everything we can to make Paradigm success.
Mm. Yeah.